Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
You're live, Dr. D.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. We are live on Tuesday night, Healthy Smart Homes Health Talk Radio. And I'm so excited tonight because we are 1 week after the World Ecosphere in Montreal, Canada, where we debuted and launched the first nano solar insulator that the world has seen, and it was phenomenal. And Canada is the only market now where the solar window insulators are. And we have our distinguished environmental health physicist practitioners on the line with us tonight from Montreal, Canada, who have some tremendous feedback. And so we know that the world, we saw thousands and thousands of people at this ecosphere talking about global problems and how we can reduce our exposure to chemicals and radiation. And so I'm so delighted that we have Rod from Montreal, and who studies the technology and its application and its effect on water. And we also have Mario on the line, who is an environmental health physicist for farms. And I'm excited they have guests or they have stories to share. And so, Rod, I'm going to let you take it away, since you were the host of probably Montreal's first EMF conference with that uses nanotechnology to present nanotechnology as a force of intervention for this global problem of too much radiation, too much EMF, electromagnetic field exposure. And Rod, take it away. I'm excited to hear what you have got to share.
Well, Dr. Lally, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Doctor, would you like to reiterate the disclaimer first?
Absolutely. Our disclaimer is these nanotechnologies were engineered to be an electrical safety device. They were never engineered to treat, prevent, cure, or diagnose disease. And that's been clearly established. And what has happened over the last 5 years that they've been available in the marketplace, people have been divinely inspired to diverse their application. And they've been reporting back to me their self-studies or their discoveries over the past 5 years. And after our host, our engineer, Nathan on the spot, giving him a shout-out tonight, saw with his own eyes two of these miracles, he was divinely inspired to give us voice and bring the results of this technology and the knowledge of this technology to the world. So this radio platform has become an educational platform as people call in every week to share their discoveries with the technology and their diverse applications of its use. And so this radio has become an educational platform to help us discover, to help empower the clinical trials that is now going on with the technology in New York at Columbia University. We're excited about that and how, as one listener shared, her doctor is using the technology to manage her daughter's seizures. So different testimonies come forth every single week, and we are so excited to hear how the health physicists are playing with this window insulator in Montreal and the things that they've discovered after this powerful, powerful conference that was up there for the weekend before, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last. So take it away, Rod.
Okay, good evening, everyone, again. Dr. A, there's some feedback that perhaps happened or was in the works already, I guess is a better expression to use. There, as you know, when you were here, you were able to meet Lynn. And
yes.
I guess, yeah, the lady with MS in a wheelchair. And
right.
if Marcia happens to be on the line, believe me, yesterday, her sister, Francine, who you also met, and also had a beautiful testimonial, we went down to see Lynn. Pierre showed up because we wanted to go through more in depth the necessity for her to replenish the minerals that really she's never replaced after giving birth to 8 children. Well, Pierre had already left. I was sitting there wiping clean an old iPhone because her daughter that's 14 years of age broke her iPhone, and her sister was talking to her, so we were both facing her, but out of the corner of my eye, and truly we were totally shocked in the most pleasant way could imagine. During that conversation, and I clearly saw it out of the corner of my eye, Lynn was able to move her left foot and reposition it on her wheelchair.
What?
And, oh, I know. Blew my mind. Or blew our mind. And then she moved the foot, she moved the ankle, and repositioned it on the step for that foot, for that leg, on the wheelchair. And then her right leg started to rise like she wanted to cross her feet to get to feel better, to get a better position for her feet. It started to rise, but then she had to help it a bit. And we were absent for any words because what we saw in our minds was so special because it's only been 3.5 months since her home was harmonized. And, you know, we went back down there, not just for Pierre to educate further Francine and Lynn on the need for minerals, but I also knew that there were plugs in her basement where there are 4 bedrooms for the kids. That, Dr. A, I mean, the levels were like at 250, you know.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, I know it's harmonized, but I don't like it. So there was nothing really plugged in the basement. So it's got to do with the wiring. And I said, you know, we've got limited time. So believe it or not, I went out to the car. And I stuck in a 3rd filter in the home, and it's just not a big home. And I brought everything down. I got, you know, I did find some of those squiggly light bulbs. What do we call them, Mario?
They're compact light bulbs.
Yeah, CFL. Thank you. And those went out. And believe it or not, the father had shown up, and he was there helping me take them out of her bedroom. So
wow.
It was quite a day just on that issue. Then let's go to the micro-nanos. Doctor, it blew my mind.
Oh, they are awesome. You talking about the one for the glasses?
Oh, yeah.
They are awesome.
Well, after we experienced Lynn moving her legs, which, it really touched our hearts. You know, Francine asked me, did you ever find the micro nanos that you lost? And I said, yeah, I found them because I wasn't going to be defeated.
Oh, goodness.
I found them on the lawn. And she said, you found them and you didn't tell me. I said, well, no, but I lost them again in the house. They're so small. And she said, can I try one? I said, yeah, of course. I first asked her, which is your weakest eye? So she took off her glasses and she switched eyes to see which one was the weakest. And it was the left eye. I said, well, let's go with the left eye. But the only tape that would work to attach it to the arm of her glasses was an aluminum tape. So we went with that. It glued the micro nano to the arm. We put it on. In about 30 minutes later, we left Lynn's house, and about 2 hours later, I asked her, I said, okay, take off your glasses, because we were finally eating some lunch at around 3 o'clock, and I asked her, which eye is now the strongest? She took off her glasses, she did the eye closing back and forth, and she said, now it's my left eye that is the strongest.
Wow.
And then, I mean, this blows my mind again. She turns to me and says, my right eye, when I look on the left, it doesn't move. So, I don't know what you call that. But what she did was switch the micro nano to the right arm of her glasses, and, you know, the tape restuck, the aluminum tape. So I don't have an update today, but I'll get one later this week for next week. But, you know, she was feeling the difference already with the micro nano. And I'm sure if you think about it, being attached with the aluminum tape, that will enhance the broadcast, right?
Theoretically, yes. Mm-hmm. We can test it out, but theoretically, yes. And it also insulates the frequencies that's in that micro nano.
Well, from putting it on the left arm, in 2 hours, that eye, she could see better. So, you know, I think maybe we stumbled on a bit of research by accident, but it's quite interesting.
Well, but, yes, she could begin to archive her notes and do a self-study so she can create a case study for her doctor to be able to also, because what we're seeing in the U.S. is doctors who are using the micro nano and affixing it to glasses. They're seeing remarked improvement in the eyes, and the medical doctors have their own protocol and their way that they're monitoring this, but people are, we've seen a person who had a hole in the macula. I mean, Dr. Barbara Reynolds of USA Today testified. Her doctor is one of the world-renowned ophthalmologists, and she was scheduled for surgery. She used it on her glasses within 10 days. The vision went from 20 over 100 down to 20, 30, and the hole, the swelling went out of the macula, and the hole and the eye began to close, and they canceled surgery. And then there's another report that came in from somebody with glaucoma. The pressure was 22 in the eye, and they started using the micro-nano. The pressure came down to 13. They also had poor circulation in their eye, and they were scheduled for surgery at Johns Hopkins University. And they actually went to the surgery, but they asked for the doctor to redo the test, because they had lost 50% of their visual field, and then they were totally astounded because when they went to retest the visual field, it had increased, I believe it was around 98%, and they canceled the surgery. And Johns Hopkins, they thought they had made a mistake because the ophthalmologist, the surgeon, said there's no way that visual field could have increased to that magnitude in that short period of time. But the patient affirmed that, yes, in fact, she had it documented by two eye doctors, eye surgeons, that both of them said she had lost her visual field and that was down to 50%. That's why they indicated that the surgery was necessary. But she used it for 2 weeks on her glasses, and the visual field went up to 98%, and they canceled the surgery also for her. So,
wow.
You know, the future is, that's why we are working with medical doctors who can manage and direct the care of people with these, that want to use these nanos, and in the management of various illnesses and various conditions. And we will work with your doctor. We now have four physicians that are using it, doing their own clinical studies and managing patients that want to use it, because clearly there's medicine that's not working for some patients. And as we see more and more research now being revealed out of Brown Medical Center in Rhode Island at Brown University about this type 3 diabetes and people's brains developing insulin resistance that predispositions them to Alzheimer's, and that's why they're calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes, because it's not just the pancreas resisting, becoming insulin resistant. Now the brain is becoming insulin resistant. And that's why we tell everybody, sleep with your head off of the wall. Sleep with your head at the foot of the bed, because your brain can become, there can be so much electromagnetic frequency coming off that wall, and the wall behind the bed, especially if there are electric currents behind there, to actually cause the brain to develop a resistance just from stress. When the head lays within 3 feet of the wall, and that electrical current coming off the wall can stress the brain, and stress decreases the insulin receptors. It can alter the insulin receptors on the cell. It can also decrease nutrition absorption, because the body begins to shut down. The brain tissue is like, hey, something's going on here. Everybody slow down and get quiet and don't let everything in. And so you see a decrease in absorption of nutrients and trace minerals in the brain. That's why, you know, we advocate everybody turn around in the bed and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed and unplug unnecessary electronics in the bedroom. Get those flat screen TVs out of the bedroom. People should not have those things. Many of them have five times the amount of radiation as an old television. We all have to become German. We have to minimize our exposure to electronics when we're laying down. Because when you lay down, your body is engineered to absorb energy from around it. And if the only thing it's being bombarded with is EMF frequency, that's why so many people have walking disorders and stiffness and brain freeze and brain fog and raging. Everybody's on rage because the brain has been demineralized of the essential trace minerals that it needs, especially magnesium. And I'm deeply concerned about children with attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity because I believe they have a trace mineral deficiency. And when you are low in magnesium, it'll make you hyper like that. And so we can do better. And now that we know to do better, we can do better. So, Rod, your observation is very on point. And theoretically, I mean, you're correct, and we can test that out and prove it. And I'm just ecstatic. I'm sitting here with my mouth open at what Lynn is experiencing, just increased movement. Because when you guys got started and retrofitted her bedroom, she didn't have any sensation or movement. And to be able to witness a miracle, to see her leg move right in front of you, that is like, wow. That's enough to get up and do a cartwheel and then our own Olympics. That's tremendous.
I tried calling Lynn this morning and this afternoon, but I guess she was out and about. You know, we were so surprised and so happy to see that movement that I wanted to confirm with her today that it was her control to do what she was doing.
Wow.
And to me, that's a big advance. And, you know, you're at a loss for words only to see that the hope that she's always prayed for. And I don't know if you realize that when she gave her testimonial in front of you, she said the Lord's Prayer in French. And, you know, basically thanking you and giving and answering her prayers. So,
well, I didn't realize that was the Lord's Prayer. I felt her earnest gratitude, you know, that it was a heart. She gave that to me from the heart, so I felt the intent of her gift. But I didn't realize that what she was speaking in French was the Lord's Prayer, but that even deepens my gratitude for God using my life to serve her.
Oh, believe me. She is one lady to appreciate that, as well as her sister. And, you know, when her sister went up and thanked you, and she doesn't speak much English, but she's capable of doing so, and she thanked you for what you're doing for everybody. It wasn't just for herself or her sister. It was for everyone. And, you know, these ladies are quite something. Pierre knows them. You can't help but love them from almost the outset, but they're very self-protective, and they have to learn that there's a lot more good people in the world that they used to know. But, you know, the result, one lady who purchased a Soli, her reaction, Dr. A, was very negative. Believe it or not. And
wow.
It's like she had the flu. And so I saw her early yesterday morning, but I saw her again this afternoon, given where she works. And the conclusion was that she put the Soli in the window where there's the most sun, which is the south. But her reaction was like she had the flu. And she had a filter in her bedroom with a biobalancer on it. So I told her, I said, the Soli with a full biobalancer on your filter, it's too strong. But what we need, personally for me, what we need is for you to review how to position the Soli in your home.
Well, the Soli is the best position for the Soli is the north window, because the north window has such a beautiful energy that helps to bring a balance in. And, you know, the technology is designed to biobalance the static coming from the window. Sometimes, I mean, she could have gotten a cold. I mean, we were out in the rain. We were running around in the rain up there. We got drenched and soaked in the rain. She could have very easily picked up a cold, and her body could have been, you know, so immunosuppressed. I mean, there's a number of things. Because we were outside at that expo all Saturday in the rain, and, you know, we tried to dash between raindrops. And so, but anyway, we all are, it's the evolution of grace that we're learning together. We've been developing solely for 5 years, and you made a great observation that you don't, when you have solely in the window, you don't need to have a bioharmonizer on your filter because she just brings the sunshine in. So, you know, it's an evolution that we're having together because, as you saw, on the back of the card, you know, it directed it to go to the north window. But that was good that you made the recommendation that she didn't need the biobalancer on her filter if she was going to use the Soli in the window. And the same place is definitely in the same space. And if she can put it on the north window, as it was recommended, that's the best place for her to have it.
But what about the south window where she gets the most sunlight?
This designed for the energy of the earth, you know, and so you don't have to put it in that's designed, the best window to put it in is the north window. That's why it directs and instructs people to use it in the north window. You're going for the energy, you're not going for the sun.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about the east-west?
You don't need it on the east-west. Those solis, you saw how powerful they are, how effective they are, just by using the sun energy at the hotel. One soli just did that whole wall. And that was 100 feet wide.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, so, I mean, her cold to be able to associate, you know, a static blocker with a cold when, you know, we were in all that rain all weekend long with thousands of people. I don't know if she was at the Ecosphere outside or not, but that's the first I've ever heard, and it's highly unlikely. But I'm excited about just the people, the balance that people are getting from the windows, people that complained of headaches, you know, so the headaches have resolved now. People that will complain of so much exhaustion working, say they're off work now, they don't feel the fatigue. They're not drained at the end of the day. So, how's yours working for you?
I didn't put one in yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I was excited to see how yours, because, you know, you have such a great green space laboratory out there. How about you, Mario? Are you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
How's it going with you? Have you been able to use any of the Solis yet?
I've been doing a lot of tests with Soli, and of course, what we've seen at the hotel, it repeats, you know. But basically, the biggest testimonial I have is around the micro balancer, or the micro nanos, eh? And to begin with, it's with me, of course. I always try it on me. And, you know, I had a car accident when I was 21 years old, and I smashed the rear window with my head, eh? So, you know, I probably lost a bit of focus in a way. What I've really noticed within the few days after I started on my eyeglass frame is metal clarity, you know? Going for details of whatever a story or an experience I had in the past. And because of that, I said, wow, it's amazing. You know, it's almost hard to comprehend how it actually came about. You know, just like all my data that I had in my brain, all this information actually, all the classified information actually came out of the drawer. And because of that, yeah, you know, and it's just like it was unwelding my safe, you know. Because of that, my ex-wife, she had a car accident in January. And because she had to wear this big caul, plastic caul, you know, on her neck, so because she had a broken vertebrae on the cervical, the way she wore it, you know, it actually obstructed the vocal cord, and now she's speaking like a 12-year-old girl, you know. And apparently there is a vocal cord that is paralyzed, and it would need a surgery, you know. And within a few days after she started wearing this on her glass frame, my 21-year-old daughter, which is really a great critic, you know, because she observes something, it's because it happened. She says, Mom, her voice has been changing for the past couple of days. So that means already, you know, because of the paralyzed vocal cord, it appears to me that it's actually manifesting a revibration or recalibration of her vocal cord. Could you imagine?
Wow.
And then we'll see what it does in the next couple of days or weeks. That's another testimonial. And you remember Annie that was with you. Annie that was with us. Yeah. Actually, you installed the micro nanos on her eyeglass frame, and she reported to me that she's been sleeping well since.
Wow.
Last tomorrow I have around this, because it is my son's girlfriend who actually tested her out with the cell phone, and then she's actually a physiotherapist, you know. And I test her out with her cell phone and the biobalancer, and of course she was so amazed at the difference it was making in having that biobalancer on her cell phone. So I said, well, I have never made that test, but permit me to make that test. I said to her, you wear my glasses and see how you feel with your cell phone on without a biobalancer. And you know what? It did. Having my glass on her eyes actually did the same protection than if she had the biobalancer on her cell phone.
Oh, wow.
It's quite amazing, you know, what it does. And, of course, as for my ex-wife, for the non-vibrating vocal cord, I guess within a week or 2 weeks, we'll see what really it does. If it actually restored almost completely her natural or normal voice, you know.
Well, we've
without
had so many
surgery.
Miracles.
What do you mean?
We've had so many miracles.
The thing is, we have to experiment, eh?
Oh, yes. You know, that's why it was one of the most exciting things for us is being connected with the electrophysicist from NASA and allowing them using their instruments now to quantify how the effect of the technology is. I'm excited about the doctors that are using it for pain management or using it to explore, you know, the tension in the muscle. And just looking forward to being able to sell those machines and move forward and just see what we have here, because the future is ours to share. And the future is ours to explore. And this, I'm so grateful for this radio show because it enables us to explore and share and go forward together. And I certainly appreciate your experience, your expertise, you know, your talent in being able to explore the youth and manipulate them and just see how things are. And by, you know, by evolution of grace, we're finding hope for people who are suffering. I'm certainly excited, and I'll be excited to share Rod with Marcia how her testimony encouraged Lynn, and these little bit of progress that is made certainly encourages me. I can't wait until we can get funded or tagged with a clinical trial in MS so that we can donate some technology and see how it, you know, how it can affect others. So that's one of the things we can search and we can look forward in. So let's go forward. That's what I say. Let's go forward. And I want to send a special shout out to Ida. You're in our prayers tonight. Ida is one of our co-hosts. It's been so faithful for over a year being on this one. Oh, great. Great. I'm so glad that you made it in because we called your name and you know, I'm always your voice and your presence always encourages me. And Nathan on the Spot is my hero. I appreciate him giving voice to this movement, this opportunity of touching the world and with nanotechnologies in a way that inspires people's lives. I'm so happy that everybody got to meet Dr. Smith Iyengas, who's been a voice, you know, and strength for the movement. She's awesome, isn't she, Rod and Mario?
Oh, she's quite a lady, and so is Heather.
Oh, yes, and certainly Heather, who is our strength and helps us to navigate and helps us to drive. I mean, she's a driving machine, and certainly her skills and her body works. She's one of the greatest masseuse and bodywork specialists I know. I've just seen her revive so many, and I'm a living witness. I mean, I'm alive because her and my son, Khalil, developed the iKinesio massage and was able to get that poison out of me and open my lymphatic system so I could move. And so the future is ours to create, and I look forward to hearing I look forward to your discoveries with the Soli and manipulating. And, Rod, I'm excited about seeing how the algae is doing in the lake. Any improvement?
I don't know, Doc. I'm going to go out there this weekend, that's for sure. But unfortunately, I didn't make it last weekend because we got dumped on with rain on the Sunday.
Yeah, that was a lot of rain up there. I know.
That was a Saturday that you were here. But we got it again on the weekend. So I'll be out there for sure this weekend. But, I put a Soli in my mom's house. And, she went and saw her doctor today. And, she came out, within 20 minutes later. And I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "What do you mean, what's wrong?" I said, "Mom, you've never gone in, see the doctor, and come out in 20 minutes. And she says to me, "Well, the doctor wants to talk to you." And I said, "Okay, I'll go in and talk to him." So I went in and talked to him. I had to wait half an hour. My mom didn't. And he says, "I just eliminated a pill from your mother's prescription list."
Wow.
I said, "Good." And it happened to be the blood pressure pill.
Wow.
Oh, I know. My mom doesn't realize it yet, but it's like I told her driving home. I said, "Mom, from what I know, you don't get off blood pressure pills." And so she found the pill was making her dizzy. And her blood pressure was bang right on. Doctor said, "Stop taking it." And so I went in and talked to him. I told him what I do. And he wants to learn more.
Wow. I have another wellness practitioner. And she says she's gotten 3 people who actually wear the BioBalancer, and their doctors have taken them. She's the naturopath practitioner, but their medical doctors have taken them off of all their blood pressure medications. And so we are moving forward, and that is that's exciting news. Because your mom is that. I mean, how long has she been on blood pressure medication?
Oh, for years.
And, wow.
She got this prescription probably about 10 years previous.
Woof.
But that's,
wow.
That's before she even had the EMF filters in the house.
Oh,
so,
wow. Wow.
I'm sure because there's a relation between EMF and blood pressure. I'm sure
absolutely. Somewhere
in there, we can't prove it, but for her to get off of that pill, any blood pressure pill, is big news in my book.
Well, of course we can prove it because at the base of high blood pressure is cellular pathology called hyperreactive vasculitis or hypersensitive angiitis, which means the swelling of the blood vessel. And that's why the Environmental Protection Agency is telling everybody, listen, chemicals and electromagnetic radiation can be the cause of this. And the World Health Organization has taken it 2 steps further and rendered an international classification diagnostic code that basically says that it's an environmental code, E925.0.01, talks about reactive angiitis as the underlying cause that can happen from sustained exposure to electronics and electromagnetic frequencies. That's why we are under a nationwide call to action in the U.S., and I'm not sure if Canada has that kind of response, but the nationwide call to action has you know, catapulted Microsoft Office and Hewlett Packard and Compaq computers to put these keyboard health warning labels on their keyboards and on the mouse, telling people that keyboards and mouses can cause serious injuries and disorders in the body. So when the blood vessel swelling, disease, and events resolve, you begin to naturally open up the lumen, so there's more blood flow in the blood vessels, and you get decreased pressure. So, you know, tell moms, you know, we send our hats off to her. That's exciting news. And like I said, the Solis have been so, they're such gentle frequency that they just help to balance the energy. But I wanted to also comment about that rainstorm. We were in such a thunderous rainstorm coming out of Montreal that it, you know, we had to go down.
Can anybody hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yeah, is that you, Lynn?
That's Lynn here.
Oh,
I've been trying so for the past. Hello?
Hello, we can hear you fine.
Okay, well, I got good news for you.
Well, I am waiting to hear this good news because Rob said you had good news, and he didn't want to spoil it by telling us. What's happening?
Good for him. Thank you, Rod.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dr. A, you remember Brian, the fellow in the wheelchair?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, well, I saw him the other day. I went to his place yesterday, and he is just so enthused. It's unbelievable. He has seven different things that have changed in his health so far.
Wow.
Yeah. But Len, tell her what you did.
Well, what I did, after the meeting on Monday, I gave him a biobalancer, and I told him to put it on his back and see what happens with that. Anyways, when I saw him, this is about 5 days later, that... you know when you had him put his hands out and they would be shaking?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, well, 90% of that stopped.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, he used to afternoon sleep, no more afternoon naps. He's less tired. And, you know the wound, he had a wound, open wound on his knuckle, on his hand?
Yes.
And usually when you're diabetic, they don't heal too well. Well, that has closed completely.
Wow.
And it's starting to form a new layer of skin.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And also, he couldn't clasp his hands together, like, you know how you cross your fingers in between? Okay, well, now he can with a bit of effort.
Wow.
Yeah. And you remember also, he couldn't reach the ring finger and the thumb to do the B-Dor test.
Right.
Now his fingers and that he can do pretty freely.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We had
he can
a lady.
Almost snap his fingers. That's how good he came along.
Wow. In one week?
Yep. Less than a week. And 5 days, yeah. And now his sugar count was always around 24 plus. And when I saw him the other day, he was 8.9 to 12.
Wow, you're talking about the hemoglobin A1C?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like really, really huge. That's about the fifth person with diabetes whose hemoglobin A1C drastically dropped.
Yeah.
Remember the gentleman who was blind that gave his testimony, Minister David Cormley. He testified that his hemoglobin A1C went from over 11 down to 5.8. And he was on insulin 22 years. Hmm. He is today on nothing. And they cannot
believe
that with normal blood sugars.
Yeah. Well, Brian was 5 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's doing extremely well. And he's very, very extremely happy that he had met you and what you had done for him. And he thanks you very, very much. And, of course, so does Rita and Lynn.
Oh, I'm so grateful. All of you guys are super. I really enjoyed my time in Montreal. And just all of you are superior. And I look forward to, you know, moving this thing ahead. Now that we have the support of the electrophysicists from the aerospace industry, and we have the support of medical doctors. And incidentally, you know, we got a phone call today. Hopefully we will be awarded a grant to train medical doctors in the U.S. for a specific geographic area who are interested in now bringing this opportunity, this technology to their patients. So, Lynn, have you tried the Soli yet?
No, I didn't get one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to your comments, to everybody's. This is response, because Rod said he put one in his mother's house, and the doctor took her off of her high blood pressure medication. And
yeah,
he
I heard that.
Information. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to get this funding so we can educate these doctors and nurses. Because the medical community, international medical community, has already put the diagnostic codes in place. What we do as environmental health physicists, practitioners, is archived under a CPT code called the Home Health Safety Evaluation. And what we do when we plug in filters and we use the bioharmonizers, it's called environmental manipulation. And so these codes have already been put in place, and this process is in place, and all the doctor has to do is prescribe it. So I'm excited about working with the Canadian team and putting together the U.S. team. And it will probably be based on the East Coast between New York City and Alexandria, Virginia, somewhere in that region, so that because our greatest interest right now is coming from medical doctors in that area, and certainly Columbia is the apex of Bedort testing. That's where Dr. O'Meara is archived. That's where he's housed. In fact, he's having a conference in October on Bedort testing and using Bedort and the acupressure sticks or acupressure conducting sticks. They have a conducting rod that they use Bedort testing with to evaluate people for tumors and energy loss in the body. It's fascinating. If you go to Vimeo.com, you can actually go to St. Mary's Hospital in Japan and see how they use these sticks. And they use Bedort testing and conduction sticks as a primary source of finding tumors and abnormal functioning in tissue in the body. The MRI and the CAT scan are now way down on the list in terms of a diagnostic instrument. And here, even in the United States, I was reading an article about Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. They got a lawsuit for overexposure of radiation for doing so many MRIs and CAT scans unnecessarily. And so even they're looking for, you know, ways that they can minimize the patient's exposure. So we are, I'm just excited. But before I get too far, Rod, back to the rainstorm. That rainstorm was so ferocious, what should have taken us 10 hours to journey took us almost 24 hours. We had to stop. You could not see the roads. So we stopped so much, we said, you know, we should have just spent an extra night in the hotel coming home because we could not drive. But the food was so good, we just stopped and snacked along the way coming out of Canada. And we had fun in the restaurants along the way. People were so hospitable to us. And, again, I want to thank you again for coordinating that, you and Mario and Lynn. You guys were super, and Pierre. Just a super team to work with. Mario, you did an outstanding job in your presentation. And, Rod, you were just outstanding the way you coordinated, you know, our little get-together, our first little EMF workshop and conference, and giving everyone a platform to strengthen me and give voice to this technology. And that's why moving forward, you know, we're going to just move forward with the grace, knowing that the future is ours to create. And you can see, Mario, why those micro nanos, those the little itsy-bitsy ones, they're going to be called, I think, EGB. We call them the EGB units, the eyeglass biobalancers, because they are so phenomenal. You heard the lady called the Angel Lady from Chicago. Remember when she came on around January? Not only did it help clarify her with visual acuity, it helps her with hearing. She doesn't have to wear her hearing aids when she has on her glasses that have them. She said she can hear, like, amazing. She can not, it not only helps her to see amazing, it helps her to hear amazing. And people use those, are retrofitting their hearing aids with them. They say when they put on the hearing aid, sometimes you can turn the battery all the way off and hear better by just using that little mini device. So it's been tremendous how the feedback that we're getting. And I just want to thank everybody again for their kind regard, interrupting your busy schedule to be on tonight. I'm just so excited, Rod. You've gotten me so flippant here with all the testimonies that you shared. And like I said, Soli is designed for the north window. There's the energy of the north of your house. It's got like it's a powerful energy. It's the energy of, it's a renewing energy. It's a healing energy. That's why when you go to Egypt, the insects, many insects will vibrate to the north, and they bury their eggs to the north. That's why feng shui, when you have people that design energy in the home using the feng shui system, all of it is done to the north. When we did a home in Trump Tower in Chicago for an engineer, the way her husband was really sick, and we started talking about balancing energy, she was extremely skeptical. And she called to one of her colleagues, I guess, in Germany. And they said the way to test to see if the biobalancer was a good energy for their penthouse was to take a compass and take a compass out and see if the compass would turn magnetic north in the building, and if it wouldn't, to put the biobalancer on the compass and see if it would turn north. That's exactly what she did, because she couldn't get a compass to turn north. The energetics were too high. And when she put the biobalancer on and she tested the tubes and the infrastructure that we want to use to retrofit her home, it turned the compass north, and that's why she approved for us to be able to render services in her penthouse. So I learned a lot from her about the magnetic energy of a building, and I did not know when they build some new buildings, and if the energetics are off, the way they test that building to make sure everybody is going to be healthy in that building is to walk in a building with a compass. If a compass will not turn north in a building, then the energetics are high, and usually they're high from wireless infrastructure in the building, and they have to insulate to balance. And so having said all that, everybody has been fabulous. Lynn, I am so happy you pressed your way to get online on the show tonight, because Rod had us so excited. And I appreciate everybody's investigation and sharing what your findings have been. And again, you know, we are working with medical doctors direct that are using the technology for their clients. And they're going out to homes. We're going out to homes with them. And so we hope to be able to fulfill our dream in launching this as an international care model for environmental manipulation. I am ecstatic, and I hope Brian Lynn presses his way to his doctor and asks his doctor to evaluate him for being at risk for type 3 diabetes. He presents with all the symptoms of type 3 diabetes. And if he's having this kind of response from using the technology in this very short period of time, it is because he is very, you know, he is classic with the symptoms, and environmental remediation is where his lifeline is.
Well,
so
Lynn,
go ahead.
Sorry, Doc. Lynn, tell him what you found and what the microsurges were in his small apartment.
Oh, 800.
Whoa.
Another one, 1,200.
Wow.
And another one over 2,000.
Wow. So you found the answer. Were you able to use any of the filters to filter him down?
Well, he's got one in there now, and I'll know more the end of the week.
Well, that's fabulous, because he's going to be able, by decreasing that microsurge, is going to allow his body to balance more. And I'm so excited about his finger healing. Because you are right, Lynn, diabetics, sometimes they can have wounds that would not heal for years and years and keeps them at risk for amputation of a limb.
And
that's what happened with Minister David. Remember, he shared that he had that wound on his foot for 8 long years.
Wow.
And we retrofitted the water, retrofitted his house. His levels were over 1,200, too. We brought him down to right under 30, I think around between 22 and 27. And his foot miraculously healed in 5 months. And it was open to the bone.
Mm.
You could look at his, they had amputated his right toe. And you could look in and see the bone. And it was able to completely heal. And everybody, I mean, the people in his church, I mean, it was like a big celebration when the doctor, he didn't have to get his foot amputated. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone overboard. Nathan, on the spot, you've been fabulous tonight to host this show and allow all these findings to be shared. And I look forward to just the many testimonies in the days ahead. And Mario, I'm looking at, I don't know if you can get us slowly up to the farm to see how the cows like it or not, but I'm looking forward to seeing how the cows like the new Soli and bringing that sunshine in.
Yeah.
So I'll say goodnight to everybody. You can unmute yourself and say goodnight. Thank you, Ida, for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Nathan on the Spot, for your love for us. Thank you, everybody, for giving us the words of encouragement and guiding us in this process as we try to make our environment safer, healthier, and care for our neighbors so that we have joy unspeakable and full of health. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, Ida.
Good night.
really do feel like I feel like